Yisrael Hashem, the Mechaber continues on in Siman Kuf Ayin Sif Yud Zayin, page 144, going to 145. Some technical halachos in regards to Seuda. I wouldn't say these halachos are very dramatic, and many of them are not so applicable today. But Limud Shulchan Aruch, as we learn, do the best to learn from the beginning to the end, the ones that are dramatic and the ones that are not. Says the Mechaber, Sif Yud Zayin, V'lo Yishte Kos V'yanichenu Al HaShulchan. One should not drink, we'll see in a moment why, a kos, when you're in someone's house, and put it on the table. Elo Yachzenu V'yadir Ad Shiyavu HaShamish V'yitrenelo. But rather you should return it to the Shamish. So I would say, you know, if you're not going to put it down, then bring it yourself back to the sink. Today, where there aren't people that serve you, that would probably be also a nice etiquette. In those days, the Mefarshim explained, the Mishnah Berurah says, She'ein zer kavod laniach al ha-shulchan. So in those days, it was pretty common that the Shamish would bring everybody a cup with something to drink, and therefore the cup wasn't sitting there empty on the table beforehand. So the etiquette was, it wasn't nice to have an empty cup sitting on the table. Nowadays, where we put empty cups on the table, writes the Ketzos HaShulchan, this halacha would not apply, and was ein derech kavod in those days to put down an empty cup. The Mechaber continues, Sif Yuchas, Hanichnas l'su'uda lo yikach chalko v'yitinenu l'shamish, shemi ira dvar kilko b'su'uda, el yikachenu v'yenichenu, v'achar kach yitinenu lo. Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch has a few different explanations that we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, but the core halacha is that a person who goes into a meal should not give his chelek to the shamish because we're afraid that there might be some kilkul in the su'udah. So there are a bunch of different explanations of why that is so. The most common explanation that fits best into the Mechaber is a levush. So we'll start with the levush halfway through the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamentes and work backwards. Levush perish kipshuto. Dolfichach lo yitnel tekef l'shamish. Shemi yikilku basudu yitzarach l'chalek hazeh l'chalek sharmis ubin. So the shamish, they used to give a bonus. It was like almost like a tip, as we've discussed in the past. So you shouldn't give the tip before you know everybody has their basic meal to eat. So the fear is that if you're going to give it to the if you're going to give it to the shamish, so then, and there were other foods that they were supposed to give, that it turns out were spoiled, so then that would be a problem, that the shamish, who's really there to serve and not there to eat, he's going to be the one that's going to eat the meal. So you give the tip at the end of the meal, kiminogenu. There are other explanations of why the halacha is that you're not supposed to give the shamish. The bach says in the first explanation of the Mishnah Berurah is that it looks like you're not interested in this, that you're giving him the scraps. That's not kavod to the Baal HaBayis. And then the word kilkul in the Mechaber, Shemi Ira Dvar Kilkul B'Su'uda, means that when you do this, you'll cause a ktata, you'll cause a disagreement amongst them. Okay, we'll go with these two explanations of how to read the Mechaber. The point is, you're supposed to accept the things that the Baal HaBayis is giving you graciously. In fact, that would be the theme of tonight's topic, and that is accepting what the Baal HaBayis gives you graciously. And this hits a dramatic tone in a Gemara in Chulin on Sadi Dalit. The Gemara in Chulin describes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Sif Katan Mem, that there was a fellow that invited somebody to his house in a time of famine, and the individual who was invited thought he was doing a very good thing, and he gave the little bit of food that he was invited from the host, and he was invited to partake of the host, he gave it to the child, okay, of the Baal HaBayis. And the Baal HaBayis comes in, and he sees that the child is eating the food. And the father struck the child out of anger that the child had taken what he wanted to be mechabe the orech, and the child was killed. When the mother saw this, she committed suicide, and the father committed suicide. That's what the Gemara, the awful Gemara, in Chulin on Sadi Dalet. So therefore, says the Mechaber in Sif Yutes, Archim Anichnasim Eitzel Balabais, Einem Rasham Litom Lefneim Felitin Lebno Olav Yosho Balabais, and came not to Rishus Min Balabais. So it's amazing. The concern is that the Balabais will be distressed that his child took away the food of the Oreah. And God forbid, it'll hurt the child, or he will be distressed. So therefore, the Balabais, as a guest, you're not supposed to give the items, excuse me, to the children, and that's what the Gemara was referring to. The Magen Avraham says that that's specifically in the time of the Shas, where they had very little food. But nowadays, and this is the Magen Avraham, quite saying nowadays, 400 years ago, compared to the plenty that Baruch Hashem was able to have today, although it wasn't always like that here in Eretz Yisrael. There's a famous sefer, Shvisas HaShabbos, by the great Mari Maltzon. He wrote other svarim. Actually, he also put out a very famous Siddur of the Gra, and he writes that he has that he had children that died here in Eretz Yisrael because of their malnourished. It was common for children to die of malnourishment here in Eretz Yisrael less than 100 years ago. But as a rule of thumb, we've been zochet, as the years have gone on from the Magen Avraham, to have even more. So it could be that this halacha does not apply, but it's something to think about. It's something to think about that we go to the Baal Bayis' house, that sometimes the Baal Bayis, if we do something with what belongs to the Baal Bayis, particularly the food, that ultimately could have unintended consequences. In fact, Rav Nevensal Shlita quotes from Rav Cheskel Levenstein that Rav Cheskel Levenstein thought that it wasn't poshut even in Eretz Yisrael in his days to partake in all meals of wedding meals, because sometimes it put an undue pressure on the people who were making the weddings, and they couldn't afford it. It was a suda sheinu maspekes lebaleha, that not everybody was able, the Baal Bayis couldn't feed everybody. And Rav Nevensal concludes, and I've experienced this, v'nochachti l'das shanisoy made alamitas dvarach, and that sometimes there's a sensitivity that guests should have, that it could very well be that it's there being a strain on people, so the strain could go in different directions. Sometimes the directions is that to give the child not to take from the Baal Bayis, and sometimes if it's a suda shena maspekas lebaleha, that the Baal Bayis can't afford it, so then it might be an instance where one shouldn't accept food to eat. In fact, we're going to see another couple examples of where it's not, where Rav Nevensal Shlita himself doesn't eat at meals because of these ideas in Hilchos Seuda, not in terms of necessarily Hilchos Kashrus. Let's go on with Sif Chaf. Nikiya Das Yerushalayim. Here we go. Nikiya Das Yerushalayim. They would not sit unless they knew who they were suing for. It's not appropriate for a Talmud Chacham to sit with the Amarts in the Suda. Now, the simple reading over here of Gnai La'am Arts is the following, that it's not kavod for the Talmud Chacham. In other words, it's not appropriate for someone who is a prince of Torah to sit with someone who is low. However, the Be'er Lachan Dibra Maskel Lo'ayim Misubin points out in the third line, Me'ashash Shili Ketzan Varchin, Dilm Aslam Shuchi Basrayu, that the concern is that you're going to be pulled by them. So the Chavetz Chaim is actually quite bothered. Chavetz Chaim is bothered that at the end of the day, he says, I know that many times seen Talmid Chachamim go to get-togethers, and when they go to the get-togethers, they sit with fundraisers and things like that. So you have Talmid Chachamim that are sitting with Amei Horatzim. So the Chavetz Chaim tries to give a couple of answers. He says, number one, venerally, halfway through the Maskel Lo Yim Misubin, we're doing the Be'er Halacha, Shafilu Didei, in Yachalios to Elis in Mashatan Chacham Mesir Sham, Kigomashanogam is Banir Chabura Shamachnisi Archim, Luis Chasam Kidomashos, and Suda Bismanam Yuchalahem, Ah, so if it's a fundraiser, so Talmid Chacham come, so there will be a toeles. Ain't shum chash b'davar. But Ad Rabbi Kfora Toru kin shemitzvasel mischazkin. It's a way of being mechazik mitzvas. Va'odav shadafilu diday ain't also on kin yoshimam bechavus of the gnayulon. Because Talmid Chacham yoshim bechavus shalayz alam b'mayishiv savav svivav. But the Talmid Chacham finds, even though there are many amarats and they're sitting there, but if he sits in at a table where there are other Talmid Chachamim, maybe it's not going to be a problem. That is the suggestion of the Chafetz Chaim. This is one of the cases where Moreno Rav Nevensal Shlita asks on the Chafetz Chaim, and he says that the Chafetz Chaim seems to say that Seudas Mitzvah is acceptable. However, Tosas and Psachim on Kuf Yudalad Amud Aleph says they wouldn't even sit for Seudas Mitzvah. He argues that even the Rambam seems to say that you're not allowed to sit for Seudas Mitzvah. And therefore, Rav Nevensal points out that he thinks that if you need to go to Mesiva Shal Mitzvah, but there are Amei Aretz, he holds that in such a case, you don't have to eat. You go there, and you don't eat. And Rav Nevensal Shlita astutely points out that the Ramban Yoredei in Hilchos Bris Mila, that quotes the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that if someone invites you to go to a, come to their bris, the halach is that you're supposed to go to the bris. However, not only that, tonight's chabura by Rabdani is that some is on nidui, and the halach is if you're invited to go to Seudas Mila and you don't eat, so then you're menuda lashamayim. However, says Rav Nevensal, so Rav Nevensal points out that Seudas Bris Mila, so he doesn't understand the Chafetz Chaim. Maybe the Chafetz Chaim will answer this. Different if it's a fundraiser for Torah or a big mitzvah versus quote unquote stam a bris mila, but Rav Nevensal thinks that in such a case he shouldn't be mesiv b'seuda iman, and like Rav Nevensal's own practice, I have never seen Rav Nevensal eat outside of his house. He'll go to a seudas mitzvah, but I've never seen him eat. He doesn't eat. And he says that he's not sure what the heter is to eat with amei haaretz. Could be that many times he doesn't even eat, even if there's with Talmidei Chacham. Nevensal also adds something else that he heard from Rabbi Yonah Martzbach, that was one of his Rabbeim in Kol Torah, and that is Rabbi Martzbach said that there is a good policy that a person should have if he's concerned with kashrus in general, not to eat by anybody's house. And thereby, once he doesn't eat by anybody's house, he won't insult anybody. I've actually found that this was quite helpful in a different tchum. Rav Nevensal told me to be machmir, not to carry on any air, which I tried to bli neder. I'm not saying as a neder, say bli neder, not to carry in any air, no matter what, even the most mahadran air. And I found it was very convenient when I was a guest by Talmidim in communities, that if there was a concern in the air in that community, for example, my parents live in a place where they don't carry in the air, but my parents don't, but other people in the neighborhood do. And I was in the shul that does. That's very, very uncomfortable. So what does one do? But if you follow this policy that you don't carry in any other Eruv, I'm not advocating that that's what people should do, especially Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said, no chumrah you could take on yourself is the chumrah that will be a chumrah for your wife and children. But if at the end of the day a person does have that policy that he doesn't eat in anybody else's house, so then in such a case, that's what Rav Martzbach seemed to have suggested to Rav Nevensal. And that's another example that goes along with what he heard from Rav Chaskel Levenstein, that there are times that the best thing is not to eat. Sometimes because the Baal Bais can't afford, as we mentioned earlier, it'll put a strain on the Baal Bais, and sometimes because the Salach will be Mesiv Amarz. But the Mishnah Berurah is more makel than Rav Nevensal himself. The Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Halacha says that if there's a toeles to sit with Amei Aretz, and the suggestion is to be surrounded by other Talmidei Chachamim, then that would be enough.